Hello, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. So grateful to have you here. Today we are in John chapter 6, verses 16 through 24 in the NRSV, New Revised Standard Version of the Bible. And this is what it says. When evening came, his disciples went down to the sea, got into a boat, and started across the sea to Capernaum. It was now dark, and Jesus had not yet come to them. The sea became rough because a strong wind was blowing. When they had rowed about 3 or 4 miles, they saw Jesus walking on the sea and coming near the boat, and they were terrified. But he said to them, "It is I, do not be afraid." Then they wanted to take him into the boat, and immediately the boat reached the land toward which they were going. The next day, the crowd that had stayed on the other side of the sea saw that there had been only one boat there. They also saw that Jesus had not got into the boat with his disciples, but that his disciples had gone away alone. Then some boats from Tiberias came near the place where they had eaten the bread after the Lord had given thanks. So, when the crowd saw that neither Jesus nor his disciples were there, they themselves got into the boats and went to Capernaum looking for Jesus. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, what an amazing story. And again, this is just one of those stories we've heard so many times or we've heard in Sunday school class that we just kind of gloss over it. But help us not to do that today. Instead, Lord, help us to stop and place ourselves in that story, in the tired fatigue of those disciples rowing 3 or 4 miles, knowing what it's like for me on the rowing machine. That's a long time to row. So Lord, they were exhausted. They had just seen an amazing miracle, and Jesus had left them and gone to a mountain and an isolated place to pray. And Lord, I thank you so much for that example. Some of us just need to follow your example today. We need to pull away from life. We need to find quiet and spend time with our Father. So Lord, maybe that's the reason I'm praying for us today, is that we could take that respite, that Sabbath, that quiet moment where we can hear the still small voice of you. Forgive us for forsaking that time with you, and help us instead to just really revel in the fact that you are with us. So as we think about this story, Jesus, you walked on the water. And that doesn't make sense to us. The only way it makes sense is if that water turned to ice. But you defy physics. You defy the law of gravity. Everything is in your hands. You are the creator, so therefore you can do anything you want. You can defy the law of physics. And so, Lord, thank you that you realized, too, that the disciples would be really, really afraid, and you told them not to be afraid. So, Lord, I pray for those today who are facing fiery trials, who are facing rough seas and strong wind, and they don't see any way through, and the fear has taken hold, and I pray that we would all hear your voice today. It is I, do not be afraid. It is I, do not be afraid. Lord, teach us to have faith in you instead of to bow down to fear's tentacles. Lord, teach us to have trust in you when everything looks like it's chaos. Help us to trust in you when life is busy and life is crazy and we don't understand what's going on around us. Lord, I think of Job, and I think of how he endured such amazing amounts of trials, and yet he started off his journey by hearing and he ended his journey by seeing. And these disciples now see you coming on the water, and you tell them that you are with them and not to be afraid. Lord, I'm also seeing just how the crowd is kind of figuring out what had happened. They're not really sure what's happened. They are confused, like, you were there and now you're here and you didn't get in a boat. We didn't see you get in the boat. And it's just so amazing to me that that you didn't explain it, that you just did it. And Lord, sometimes we, as we're connecting with you, you don't always explain what you're doing. I don't always have the wisdom to know the clarity that I long for on this earth. And that's part of the trust that I need to have. And so, Lord, I pray for our trust muscles today. And if there are places where you are silent with us, where we don't understand what's going on and we're confused and we're just a little bit distraught, help us to have the faith in you that's necessary to trust you even when we don't hear your voice. I pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you are listening from somewhere other than the United States of America, I would love to hear from you. Just email me at mary@marydemuth.com and let me know how you found this podcast, because it's I love hearing those stories. So again, that's mary@marydemuth.com. And thanks to all of you who have supported the podcast and who are just keeping this as a part of your morning or daily routine. I appreciate it. Have a great day.